欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hello and welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
And today we are looking at our composition that has a very interesting title, Waiting for Donuts. Now, I can imagine waiting for Steve, or waiting for the bus, or waiting for Christmas, but waiting for donuts?
Actually,this is something that I think, Taiwanese people would not be so surprised at because, just a year or two ago when certain donut shops here in Taiwan opened up, and I'm not going to give any names, but when certain donut shops opened up here in Taiwan, there were people that were literally waiting in line for an hour or more to...You know, lining up just to be able to buy donuts from these donut shops.
So can we say those donut shops sprang up?
They sprang up.
Sprang up.
And, they were very, very popular in the beginning.
Wow.
好，所以我们刚刚这边讲到 spring up 这个字啊，这个片语就是如雨后春笋般的这个冒出来了。那我们这边讲的这个 waiting for, 其实刚刚 Steve 老师有提到 waiting,In line,就是排队等候啦、
yep.
Waiting in line for donuts, 排队等这个甜甜圈。
Okay, now before we start looking at today's composition, let's first read through
Building Your Vocabulary.
Number one is curious, curious.
好奇的。
I'm curious about what's inside that box.
Is it your birthday present, Steve?
I don't know. Frank told me not to open it. So now, but he didn't tell me what's inside. So now I'm really, really curious.
Is it ticking? Is it going tick, 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 tick?
No.
Is it a bomb? I hope not.
Frank knows I don't like snakes. It's probably a snake.
Huh.
He knows I'll open it sooner or later.
Yes. Okay, 我们这边看到 be curious about, 就是对什么感到好奇啦。
And number two is despite. Despite.
尽管任凭。
Despite the rain, they went hiking. So even though it was raining, they decided to go hiking anyway.
所以这边看到 go hiking, 这个就是去健行。好。
Number three is picture, picture.
想象设想。
Amanda, can I take your picture?
Sure, cheese.
Okay, actually this isn't that kind of picture. 、This is more something that we picture in our mind, something we're thinking about. And the sentence is, The result isn't what I pictured it would be. It isn't what I thought it would be in my mind.
And if someone said this to me, I would probably think that they were a little bit disappointed that they pictured it would somehow be better, maybe a new hairstyle.
Or maybe I baked a cake, a new cake that I haven't tried before.
A new recipe,
and...I was thinking it was going to be great and fabulous, and when I finished baking it, I looked at it and thought, oh, it isn't what I thought it would be. It isn't what I pictured it would be like.
Or who just took a test, and the grades wasn't he would expect.
In this case, I probably wouldn't use picture. I would probably use think or thought.
Yeah.
My grades aren't quite what I thought they would be.
Okay.
Yeah, picture is usually something that's very visual.
Okay, something real.
You're going somewhere and you're thinking, you're going on vacation and you think you're staying at this fabulous, wonderful hotel. And you get there, and it's actually kind of old and doesn't look as nice. And
dirty.
Yeah, so it's not what you pictured it to be.
好，所以我们刚刚讲到这边用到 picture， 就是要看到可以有一些比较实体的东西啦。OK。
Number four is serve. Serve.
接待顾客。
The waitress wasn't very polite when she served us. Here's your food.
No tip for her.
We also have two phrases for learning.
Number one, it is...Someone's turn. It is someone's turn. To do something.、Go ahead.
轮某人做某件事情、
Today, Frank, it、is your turn to wash the dishes. Yay!
Okay, and it is your turn to take out the garbage.
Oh, okay. I'll take out the garbage.
And it's my turn to lay on the sofa and read my book. Yay!
It's a puncher.
It's my turn every day. Oi! Number two is be sold out. Be sold out.
卖光
The tickets for the concert were all sold out.
Oh.
You might also hear an expression S-R-O, which means the tickets are all sold out and there is standing room only.I don't think that most concerts will do SRO anymore because it's probably considered to be unsafe, not to be safe. But it used to be if you wanted to go to a concert and the tickets were all sold out, you could buy a cheaper ticket, which is a standing room only, and you had to stand at the book.Stand at the back.
OK, 所以刚听到 SRO 有可能是在这个演唱会的票上面，如果这已经没有座位的话，它写一个 SRO， 意思就是说只有这个站的位置 standing room only.
However, we are not SRO, and it is time to read the first paragraph of Waiting for Donuts.
Nick found a newly opened donut store on the way home. Because he felt curious and hungry, he decided to buy some. Despite the long line of people that were already waiting in front of the shop, Nick lined up. He waited for almost an hour, but...He didn't intend to give up.
Well, good for Nick. He was determined to get his donuts. So, Nick found a newly opened donut store on the way home. Now, I don't know if Nick is on his way home from school, from work, from shopping, who knows, but he's returning home, and he found a newly opened donut store.So it's a store that just very recently opened on the way home. Now, students, I quite often see signs on stores on the door, and it says, new, open. This doesn't make sense in English.
No.
So if you're opening a store or your parents have a store, you could suggest that they just get a sign that says, open.
Open.
And the other side says,Closed, but not new open.
Or newly opened?
Well, that's only、Weird. True for like the first month.
Okay.
And then after that, you have to throw away the sign because you're not newly opened
okay,
anymore.
It's a waste of money.、
Mm.
好，所以呢，刚刚讲到这个新开幕的，有的招牌上写 new open, 啊，这个是错误的。所以呢，你挂一个 open 就好了，这样子。
Now, one thing about donut store, there's another word...I think we would use more frequently is donut shop. And the reason that we would say shop, usually a shop is like a specialty store. Maybe it's a little smaller. It sells, you know, specialty items. And a donut shop sells mainly just donuts.
And coffee.
And maybe some coffee or drinks. But in this case, more than likely you would hear donut shop, not donut store.
Donut shop.
Yep.
OK, 好，所以这边我们刚第一句讲到尼可呢，他在回家的路上找到一家新开的这个甜甜圈 donut store, 但是刚刚讲到这个比较 donut 这种特产的店 specialty 的话比较是常讲 donut shop.
Yep.
Now, because he felt curious and hungry, I'm sorry, I'm stealing your sentence. Go
ahead.
He decided to buy some. Curious is our first vocabulary word. So he was curious to try the donuts at this newly opened donut shop. And he was hungry. He was like, oh, man, I need some food. He decided to buy some. He decided to go to this newly opened donut shop and buy some donuts.
因为他觉得很好奇而且有点饥饿所以呢他决定要去买一些这个来吃了。我们讲到 hungry 的时候我们可以说啊有一句话就是 I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse.
Yep.
我饿到可以吃下一匹马了。Okay, 记得这方面会用 could, 而不会用 can.
Yep.、
Mm-hmm.
Next sentence, despite the long line of people that were already waiting in front of the shop, Nick lined up. Now, despite is word number 2 in building your vocabulary, and the usage of this word you can check out in our tips in use box. So, despite...The long line of people, even though there was a long line of people that were already waiting or lining up in front of the shop, Nick lined up. He got in line so he could get his donuts.
所以这边尽管 despite 这个字是介词，所以呢后面你一定是加名词或动名词嘛。如果你要加子句的话，只能把这个再补上一个 the fact. Despite the fact that 。所以他这边是。尽管已经有在前面有很长的一条队伍的人群他们是怎样 that were 这个形容词词句他们是已经排在这个店的门口了但是 Nick 还是去跟他们排队 line up 这是一个动词片语叫做排队了
He waited for almost an hour so he waited maybe for 55 minutes 57 minutes but he didn't intend to give up He had no desire to give up. He was going to wait for as long as it took and get his donuts.
Okay, 所以呢我们这边讲到尼克他的 waited for, 他等待等了大概多少几乎有快一个小时但他还是没有要 intend to, 就是倾向于怎样所以他并没有倾向要放弃了。Okay.
Now, this is something interesting that I see happen in Taiwan quite often.When you see people line up, now, in North America, if you see a lot of people lining up, you might go see what it's for, what it's about, but when you see all the people lining up, you just think, oh, forget it, there's so many people. Here, when people line up, people like rush to get in line and wait for something because they think it must be so good,Because all these people are lining up that they have to have it too. I sometimes think, and I often joke with my Taiwanese friends, I said, you know, I think you like to line up.
Maybe.
好，所以刚刚这个 Steve 老师说在台湾的时候看到大家排队，有时候台湾人觉得说，诶，好像是排大家看大家排什么就去排排看，这样子为了这个喜欢排队而排队。
Okay, we're going to take a break and go get some donuts.
Okay.
Hi, we're back. Let's have a look at the rest of the composition.
The whole time, Nick kept picturing the delicious donuts.And all of the flavors he could choose from. The closer he got to the counter, the more excited he became. Finally, it was Nick's turn to be served. Just as he was ready to order, the clerk apologized and told him the donuts were all sold out. Nick was really upset.After waiting for so long, all he got was an empty stomach and a huge disappointment.
Aw, poor Nick.
I feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did save, you know, $150 that he didn't spend on six or seven donuts.
But he wasted 2 hours.
I know, poor Nick.
Poor Nick.
So the whole time he was lined up outside the donut shop, Nick kept picturing the delicious donuts. He kept imagining the delicious donuts, thinking about how good they were going to be and what kinds he was going to get.
All the flavors.
And all the flavors he could choose from. All the different chocolate and strawberry and cream and
vanilla.
Sugar glazed and green tea. Oh, I have to go and get donuts.
Okay, so 我在流口水, my mouth is watering.
Yeah.
在流口水, water 这个可以当动词。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以这里呢, 这个, the whole time, 就是说在这个整段时间里面, 在排队这段时间, Nick 呢, 他一直怎样, keep, 啊, 这个 kept 就是keep 的过去式, 他一直在干嘛呢? 就是在想象, 在幻想, 那个美味的甜甜圈, 还有各种的口味, 他可以选择的各种口味了。
You know, I remember when I first came to Taiwan, I was not here long. My Chinese was not so good then, and I remember telling somebody, trying to tell somebody that my mouth was watering because I could smell something really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, 我的嘴巴在喷水.
You see, spoke in Chinese?
Yeah, in Chinese. I said, 我的嘴巴在喷水.
Like a fountain?
Yeah, like my mouth is watering out. It's like pouring forth water. Because I was trying to think of, you know, 流口水.
Literal like, translation.
Yeah, so I said, 我的嘴巴在喷水. And they just looked at me. My friend looked at me and said, what?
That's cultural gross, shock.
Okay, anyway. Next sentence. So he's been waiting in line. He's picturing all of these delicious donuts and all of the flavors he can choose. And the closer he got to the counter, the more excited he became. So as he was getting closer to the donut counter, he got more and more excited and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
好，所以呢，他越靠近这个柜台，counter就是这个柜台啦。所以呢，这个 句型，这句句型是用the加比较级，后面逗点the加比较级，这个是很特殊的句型，the sooner the better， 越快越好。所以这里呢，是他越靠近的柜台，他就越变得越兴奋了。Finally,
it was Nick's turn to be served.
Yay!
Finally, at last, it was Nick's turn. It is someone's turn is our first phrase for learning. 换他。 It became his turn. He was the next person in line to be served. And serve is our fourth vocabulary word. So it was his turn to choose his donuts and the counter helper would put them in a box. And he would start to eat them.
最后终于轮到这个Nick,他这个轮到他。这个turn在这边是名词,表示轮到谁? It's my turn. 干嘛? 就是to do something. 就是轮到我要去做什么事,轮到他被服务了。Just
as he was ready to order, so just as he got in line, he was the first person in line, he opened his mouth to say, I want 10 chocolate donuts. Just as he was ready to order his donuts, the clerk, the person working there at the counter, apologized, oh, I'm sorry. And told him and told Nick the donuts were all sold out. To be sold out is number two in our phrases for learning, and that just means there's none left. Nick was devastated.
好，所以呢，当他这个准备要点餐的时候 was ready to do something. 当他准备点餐的时候呢 order 在这边动词就是点餐的意思。 Okay, 然后呢，这个店员就跟他道歉了 ，apologized. Okay, 这个动词是 apologize， 它是一个不及物的，所以通常如果是对谁道歉是 apologize to somebody. Okay, 那他跟他道歉说什么呢？告诉他说这个 donuts 已经全部卖完了。 Selling like hot donuts.
Yeah.
Students, that's a reference to selling like hot cakes.
对对，他这句话。 应该是 selling like hotcakes.
都卖得很好 but、mm. selling like hot donuts works for me.
Indeed.、Mm. Well, Nick was really upset. Now, upset is a really good word. It can mean angry. It can mean sad.、
Mm-hmm.
It can mean frustrated. What's frustrated、mm. in Chinese, please?
很沮丧的 frustrated.、
Okay. It can be a combination of these.
Yeah.
It can be disappointed.In this case, I think Nick was probably disappointed.
And slightly angry.
有一点失望 and, 也有一点不开心不高兴、mm-hmm.
对
yeah, yeah, and a little bit angry、yeah. in this case. And boy, I probably would have started to cry. Donuts.
Okay, 所以呢 Nick 在这个时候真的是有点小小的这个有点沮丧啦有点失望然后也有一点点小生气啦所以 upset 这个感这个动形容词呢它有、蛮多种意思的、
嗯、
大家可以去查一下、
嗯、
So he was upset after waiting for so long. We know he waited、well, we know he waited at least an hour、
mm-hmm.
After waiting for so long, all he got was an empty stomach. Nothing in his stomach, no donuts, no food, and a huge disappointmentAnd in this case, yeah, I think if I was, you know, waited that long and was so excited to get this, I would probably be disappointed too.、
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're hungry, you usually get cranky kind of easily.、
Mm-hmm. Oh, cranky is such a good word.
Yeah,
and it's one that can be used to describe me when I'm tired or hungry or tired and hungry.
Mm.OK, 所以刚刚听到 cranky 这个字就是脾气有点暴躁的啦 C-R-A-N-K-Y.
Yeah.
Cranky.
It's kind of like upset. Like, you know, you
okay,
can...
Okay, students,、uh-huh. if you spend any time with children who are, say, 5 years old or younger, when they're tired, they easily become upset or they burst into tears or they get angry. Or if they're really hungry, they have no patience.And it's embarrassing because I'm not 5 years old and、mm-hmm. I try really hard not to be cranky. But sometimes when I'm tired and hungry, I do become cranky. And Steve has seen me cranky. More than
and you、
once.
Know what? I really like to see baby cry.
Okay, you're a freak and you should not be a father.
No, I have a baby. It's 10 months old.
It's scary.
And, yeah, and when he's hungry and he's, or he's tired.He is crying. He will be crying.
And you like that?
Yeah, I would stand there and, oh, so cute when he was crying.
Okay, so you don't like it. You just think he's cute when he's like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. Okay. You can't say that in English.
Yeah. All right.
Because otherwise it sounds like you like to hit your child until he cries or something.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. So actually, Amanda gets cranky when she's tired.And she gets cranky when she's hungry, but when she's tired and hungry, you just leave. You don't hang around her.
Oh, I'm sad. He's right.
I'm just kidding. You know, I don't really like donuts, that I buy here.
Oh,
However,、
right.
there is a place in North America, and they have it in Hong Kong now,、
oh.
called Krispy Kreme Donuts.And I could seriously, it's a good thing they don't have it in Taiwan, because if I sat down with a box of fresh, hot Krispy Kreme donuts, I could probably eat 12 of them in one sitting.
And then would you throw up?
Maybe, but I would love it.
Wow. See, I think the pompon donuts are pretty tasty. Have you not done the last sentence?
He hasn't translated yet.
Okay, go, okay. Do your work.
好，所以最后一句是说，在他等那么久之后呢，他所得到的只是一个空空的肚子，然后呢，还有很大的失望啊 ，disappointment.
Okay. Okay, now he's translated. You can keep going.
See, I like Chinese, so if they say 空空的肚子, like they say it twice.
Empty,
like,
empty.
It's an empty, empty stomach.Just to really emphasize how very hungry Nick is.
Actually, right、yeah. now, my dude is kong kong de.
Let's go eat some donuts.
Okay.
We'll see you later, students.
Bye.
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程。还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。